about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Hi. I thought my voice would sound less squeaky on that one. How's everybody doing? My computer is still acting like it's on Memorial Day vacation, so computer is down, but that's okay. Just got to kick it up, start it. I guess that's what happens when you don't leave the air conditioning on in the studio, and I think, it's kind of a little sweltered and dehydrated, so I'll just WD-40 it on break, but that's okay because I have a lot to talk about even without Mr. Computer. How's everybody doing out there? Hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, humans may be able to now communicate with dolphins with this new device. I'm not sure why you would want to communicate with dolphins. You know, you'd probably just say, goochie, goochie, goo, like you, do with your cats and dogs. But they may be able to now hear the goochie, goochie, goo. So we're going to talk about that. Apparently, MIT thinks they have solved the ketchup problem. Not too sure there was a ketchup problem to begin with, so we're going to talk about that. Looks like chocoholics can hopefully slow down the aging process by eating chocolate. Again, not too sure about that one. We got a kid who almost died when a foul ball hit his chest and stopped his heart, but he lived. Don't worry. And we got a new smartphone app that will, if it looks at a picture of your tongue, be able to tell you what your zen is, right? But, be able to medically diagnose you by your tongue. So pretty cool stuff. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but the lines are wide open. I want to hear from you, so please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, DRDALIAH, for Dr. Dahlia, and DrDahlia.com. Okay, let me see what I want to... This is kind of a little eerie. All right, remember our Polaroids from the 70s and 80s? Well, this kid, Addison Logan, 13 years old, had broken his arm in a motocross accident. He lives in Wichita, Kansas. I got family in Wichita. And he decides to just, mull around some garage sales. Grandma says, fine, go ahead. So at the third one he stopped at, he finds a Polaroid. And he thought it was cool. For a 13-year-old, he was probably like, oh, this is really ancient, whereas many of us, we still have them, right? But anyway, so he decides to buy it for a buck. He takes it home, and I guess it doesn't work because he needs to insert film, right? It's not digital, obviously. So he's watching YouTube videos, right, of how to work an ancient Polaroid. And there was actually a piece of film that was already developed sitting there with a man and a girl. Looks like from the 70s. Or maybe, it probably had to have been close to the 80s, late 80s. So he shows the picture to Grandma, and Grandma goes, oh my gosh, that's my son who died 23 years ago. Now, I don't know how the Polaroid camera circulated to a garage sale. Like I said, this was just a chance. Just a chance happening. He goes to some random garage sale, buys a Polaroid, and has a picture of his grandma's son, which would be his uncle, and I guess possibly a girlfriend in high school at the time. Now, of course, the boy never met the uncle, told dad. Dad was like, oh my gosh, really? You sure it's not just some other man? But weird, kind of eerie, but cool. Cool, but eerie. I just remember I couldn't stand those Polaroid cameras. I thought we looked like such dorks. But it was cool because you could see the picture. Now with digital pictures, you take the picture and you just have to wait for that little pause. You're like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Then you could see the picture. You're like, erase it. But back then, you'd sit there. Remember, you'd blow on it and you'd shake it. And then my brother would try grabbing it. And then you'd have a fingerprint on there. My mom would yell. But blows my mind how technology has advanced. We thought the Polaroid camera was the coolest thing. I remember the VCR. One of my friends was wealthy. I mean, not wealthy, but, had a lot more money than we did. And they had bought a VCR machine in the 80s. And the show they taped was this, I think it was a Liza Minnelli Goldie Hawn special. And I remember everybody was so excited and hyped up about this special that the parents videotaped it. And so, you know, I'm like, really? You couldn't have videotaped, you know, MacGyver episode? You know, it was a really good episode. But no, then, you know, it wasn't that. It was this Goldie Hawn, you know, special at night. And it, I remember how it was very expensive. It was the machine, I remember, was at least a few hundred dollars. And I was like, whoa, my parents are like, we can't afford that. We're never getting that. But I just thought that technology was absolutely wild. Now, I remember my brother's favorite movie growing up was Zorro the Gay Blade with Hamilton's his last name. Why can't I think of George Hamilton? Yeah, Zorro the Gay Blade. And my brother loved it. So my brother loved it so much he wanted the movie. So my mom looked all over to find a VCR tape. This is when we finally got a VCR. And she looked all over, and she found a VCR tape for Zorro the Gay Blade for $99. And that's what you spent on tapes back then. And I remember it was like a huge, it was like, you don't spend that kind of money on my present. And so my brother got that movie. No, he's not gay. It was just it's his favorite movie. It was just, I mean, it was a funny movie. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits of peso. Arthur Soro, stand up and say so. It was brilliant. I thought it was a brilliant take on the Zorro story. I love Zorro. I think all the Zorro movies, I used to watch Zorro, you know, the old reruns from the 50s. I loved the whole Zorro series. But anyway, you know, $100 for a VCR tape back then. Just, you know, blows your mind. Anyway, so cool stuff, cool stuff. But anyway, Polaroid and finding uncle's, dead uncle's picture in it. Eerie. Almost like the uncle wanted everybody to think about him. That's why I believe in the whole afterlife. I believe in that. I should open up. We should talk about this week. And you guys could call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What kind of experiences like that have you all experienced, I should say? You know, where a picture shows up of somebody who died and you would have never thought that picture would have shown up. Right? Or had some sort of a sign from the afterlife. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, this is Peter Krasnamel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're getting reports that there's a hospital in Greece that has threatened a new mother that it'll keep her infant that was just born until the mother pays the hospital bill that she racked up during the child delivery. Now, they say, you know, even though we're all shocked, you know, over here in America, but they say this really comes as no surprise. Greece is really financially unstable right now, and the hospital is asking for the payment, which is about 1,200 euros, to be made in full before the baby is discharged. Now, I guess when the media called the hospital denied the claim, but the woman, named only as Anna, told BBC News, the hospital asked us for a lot of money, and the man at the administration office told us we had to pay the whole amount or they would not let the baby leave the hospital with me. Wow. After the woman was threatened, she went to a campaign group for help. Women Against the Debt campaigns against government imposed austerity measures affecting women. I think that's Wa'adaka'ga'e'a'ama'awa. And the head of the group called the head of the hospital, who allowed her to take the baby home. The hospital insisted, however, that she pay her bills, but in installments. You know, this is where medicine's going. I mean, it's crazy. Let the baby be with the mom. But, you know, if you take emotion out of this, right, and you look at the finances of it, all right, you see why these hospitals are in such peril. All right? In the medical world, you give your services first and hope to high heaven someone pays you later. Now, I'm not sure how it works in Greece. My assumption is this was a cash rate. I thought they had some sort of socialized medicine. Maybe that was her portion. I'm not sure. It sounds like a lot of money to me, but I'm not sure why there was a situation such as this where she had to pay cash before the baby could, leave. But this is exactly why hospitals are having so many issues. If you go into a grocery store and you ask for milk, you get the milk. But you only get the milk if you pay for it. You cannot get the milk. You can't take any supplies out of the grocery store saying, oh, I'll pay later. It doesn't happen. Now, maybe you'll pay the credit card later, but the credit card company pays them. And you get paid by your credit card company within 24 hours. So, the shop most likely won't go under. Right? Yeah, they have to make sure they stock ahead of time, etc. But for the most part, they get paid within 24 hours. Most doctors' offices and hospitals never get paid. And it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem, which is one of the reasons why we have high healthcare costs. We talk about this on the show all the time, because you have to cover for when you not get paid. So if somebody did come in with 1,200 euros, let's say, and pay their bill, the hospital could still live on that while other people aren't paying. And it's frustrating. Medicine is probably the only field where you get your goods without pain, and it's probably one of the easiest ways to get services without getting paid. I've talked to you guys about what happened when I was in school. One of the reasons why I don't take call at night is there was a huge, it was probably one of the, I don't want to call it a sting. It wasn't a sting operation because police weren't involved, but it was a scam, I should say. Where you go through the phone book, and I'm not telling you to do this to do it by any means, just telling you what happened, but I think doctors are smarter now. They won't let this happen. But I'm on call, and when you're on call as a resident, you gotta, take all calls. So somebody would look at the phone book, they'd see a Dr. Jones, Dr. Smith in the phone book. I've told you guys this story. So you wait till after hours, and the office is closed, and everybody's long gone, and this was at a time when nobody had computer access to their files. And you call up the answering service, and you go, hi, who's the doctor on call? And they go, oh, Dr. Jones is on call. Then you go, well, darn, I'm Dr. Smith's patient. Oh, darn, I was really hoping to get old Dr. Smith. He said if the penicillin didn't work, they'd call in a Z-Pack. Okay, well, do you want me to get Dr. Jones on? I guess, if he's a doctor on call, I guess. And then they get Dr. Jones on. Then you go, hey, Dr. Jones, I'm Dr. Smith's patient. I was hoping to get Dr. Smith. He said if the penicillin didn't work, the amoxicillin didn't work, you guys would call me in a Z-Pack. I'm so sorry I missed the office. I'm sick. Dr. Jones, of course we'll call you in a Z-Pack. Where's your pharmacy? What's the number, et cetera? Okay, so that happened basically to me. All right, I was like, all right, I'll call in for Dr. Jones, et cetera. Next day, I go, Dr. Jones, I took care of that patient that, didn't respond to the penicillin, all taken care of. He's like, what patient? And we looked up the name. She was not a patient of our office. See, that's how people are getting medicine for free. They're taking your time at night, not to mention your liability. Now, what if that was a kid? What if I practiced medicine and I treated a child? What if, I mean, I'm sure there would be some protection. I'm sure if this case went anywhere, the doctor could say, look, all right, she claimed she was a patient. But you see, there's another reason why doctors don't like taking call. Why are we treating people over the phone? They could see us during the office. They could wait the next day. Or if not, go to an urgent care, et cetera. But you see how you're doing stuff for free all the time. I don't like bringing up these subjects, but here we have in Greece, the hospital. I'm not saying they're right by this. It is so important for you to get that baby to mom. Mom has to breastfeed that baby. Mom, it's an infant for crying out loud. The infant needs mama. We've heard of cases where doctors thought the infant was dead. And they say, give the infant to mom. Let mom hold the infant, because sometimes being around mom brings the baby back to life, and it's worked. I mean, blows your mind how this happens. But mom has to be by the infant always. It's important dad, but extremely important mom does. So in this particular case, I disagree with it. You give the baby to mom, etc. But these are what these companies, and I know it's a hospital, but it's still a company, has to deal with. Okay, they're delivering babies, they're doing services, And they are hoping and twiddling their thumbs in hopes that someone's going to pay them for that. And the services are already done, so people can just, go na-na-na-na, and it happens. And I don't know if this woman is going to pay her bill. I mean, I'm sure she will. Yeah, I hope so, because there's a lot of publicity around this. You know, but if she doesn't, that's kind of a crappy thing to do. And I understand some people, they just can't pay their bill. I mean, it's expensive. You know, I know out in Nevada, we have like a Baby Your Baby program that helps uninsured moms give birth. We have state funds that'll help take care of baby and take care of pregnancy. So I'm not sure what happens in other countries. But it's very frustrating. You know, my father fixed appliances. He would go into people's houses, fix appliances, charge $25 or $35, right? Fix the refrigerator, the washer, et cetera. This is before they were all computerized. And I'm graduating medical school, graduating residency, and I'm starting to open up a practice. And he is a little confused about the whole insurance business. And he said, now don't do what my doctor does where he doesn't take cash. Make sure you get cash up front. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, because he does insurance and he doesn't get paid. Okay, now this is like back in the 90s, right? And I go, but Dad, that's how you have to do it. That's, you know, he's like, but then that's kind of like warranty. And I never get paid when I do warranty work. So basically, when he would fix appliances, when you guys have heard the story, you know, if it was on warranty, if the machine, let's say, was a Maytag and there was some sort of warranty, he had to submit the paperwork like an insurance claim like we do now. He'd have to submit the paperwork and hope that Maytag would turn around and pay him. And he never had great success on getting paid. So he would be doing all these jobs for free. You know, and even my father, I mean, very, very intelligent man, but in his line of work, saw what a ripoff it was, right, for the doctor to do the insurance. He's like, but you're not going to get paid. You need the patient to pay you cash. Somebody has to pay you cash. Otherwise, you're going to do that work or use your supplies or your parts for free. And I go, I know. That's just the way it is. He goes, well, that's stupid. I go, I know. I know, you know, but there was nothing I could do about it. Yeah, some people said, all right, I'll do a cash practice, and they didn't make it. You know, I have student loans to pay. I just had a baby. You know, my husband was just getting out of school. I mean, we had bills. I couldn't, you know, try to do away with the whole insurance issue, just cash. But, you know, my prediction is with the way the pendulum is swinging is you're going to start having more and more doctors say, you want to know what? To heck with this whole insurance business. Just pay me cash. It'll be cheaper to see me. You pay me cash. Then all your tests, et cetera, you deal with your insurance company, but at least I get paid. You know, I had brought up years ago, which nobody liked, and I know nobody's going to like this, you know, why don't you pay the doctor and the patient go and bill the insurance company? Well, no, that's not going to work because the insurance company won't pay us. Yeah, so you see, but it's okay for them not to pay the doctor. You know, and that's exactly what we're going through. Remember the Clash for Clunkers, the Cash for Clunkers? I heard that was an absolute disaster. Because the car would leave, you know, the dealers didn't want the car to leave until they got paid. And the government was like, no, the car gets to leave and we'll pay you later. And they're like, but we need the money now. What if you don't pay us on 100% of the cars? We're going to take a loss. All right, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right, so there's going to be, this is kind of cool, a new smartphone app that will tell you how healthy you are by taking a picture of your tongue. Now, I believe when I first started radio a few years back, one of my episodes was discussing how to look at the tongue and see what's wrong with you. It was very interesting. I need to find that in archive. It's hard because my old shows were on a different clock, so it's hard to play some of the best ofs of some of my original work, and some of those shows were excellent. But that's okay, because I don't mind, you know, rehashing it out, because I, you know, relearn it myself, and then it, you know, kind of lodges in my memory, so I don't mind. But it was pretty valuable, and I had remembered, I had taken a class when I was in medical school, or just a course or a lecture on Chinese medicine and how to look at the tongue and to determine what could be wrong with you. And it's true. Whenever I see a tongue coated or a strawberry-looking tongue, or, you know, you could tell that there's something going wrong with people. So we'll review a little bit of that. But for them to come up with an app, I think that's pretty cool. I'm not sure how this is going to work. I mean, you take a picture of your tongue, and then the phone is supposed to be able to, based on that picture, you know, tell you what's wrong with you, I don't know. But a team at the University of Missouri is developing a system that can analyze pictures, they say, using this 5,000-year-old Chinese principle. It is based on the flow and balance of positive and negative energies of the body and uses the tongue as a key to physical health or zeng of a person. Knowing your zeng classification, they say, can serve as a pre-screening tool and help with preventative medicine. I think this stuff is absolutely cool. I just wish modern MDs get to, you know, could learn this and practice this, but we don't. So they say our software helps bridge Eastern and Western medicine, since an imbalance in zeng could serve as a warning to go see the doctor. Okay, now let me see. Within a year, they say our ultimate goal is to create an application for smartphones that will allow anyone to take a photo of their tongue and learn the status of their zeng. Now, they say the software analyzes images based on the tongue's color and coding to distinguish between tongues showing signs of hot or cold zeng. Shades of red and yellow are associated with hot zeng, whereas a white coating on the tongue is a sign of cold zeng. Now, hot and cold zeng, they say, doesn't refer to body temperature by any means. It refers to a suite of symptoms associated with the state as a whole. So they looked at gastritis patients. They looked at 263 gastritis patients and 48 healthy volunteers, had their tongues analyzed. The gastritis patients were classified by whether they showed infection by certain bacteria known as H. pylori. In addition, most of the gastritis patients have been previously classified as either hot or cold zeng. Now, their software, well, what did it do? Oh, no, they're just working with them? It's not telling us what they did? Oh, no, they're just using those now to monitor their zeng. Well, that doesn't help me. All right, so let's see. What could some of this mean? Like, well, for example, okay, I don't still understand the whole hot and cold zeng. I haven't learned those. But what I do know is if you look at a tongue and it's kind of pale, all right, sometimes I think of anemia. I think of them having, let's say, lack of energy. Another thing they call it is ki, your person's vital energy, Q-I, ki. So, you know, when a tongue is pale and not as vibrant, it shows something's going on. Maybe it could be hypothyroid. They say you could have spleen key deficiency if there's white coating. Blood deficiency. Oh, that's what I'm just talking about. Dull, pale face and lips. Kind of like, you know, anemic, a blood dyscrasia, etc. Now, if the tongue is really red, okay, excess heat, all right, parathyroid, hyperthyroid, fever, viral sometimes will look that way. And they say yin deficiency, all right, especially if the tongue is thin and the coating is thin. I believe yin is also another type of energy that you want. Purple means you have stagnant blood or stagnant energy, all right, which kind of makes sense. And I'm not sure what that would give you, but I'm sure a Chinese doctor would figure this out. All right, so they say if the tongue is swollen or puffy, it could be a spleen or ki deficiency, especially if there's teeth marks on the side. Damp heat, not sure what that means. If it's thin, again, blood deficiency or fluid deficiency. Trembling could be a spleen ki deficiency. Elongated could be a heart, kind of hot zeng type of thing. Sides curled up could be a liver issue. Cracks could be excess heat or yin deficiency or a heart imbalance. Now, a lot of you are thinking, wait a second, isn't coating on the tongue thrush? Well, yeah, but they're not talking about that coating. Your tongue can have a look to it. Your tongue could have certain coatings. That's not anything that you could remove. Thrush you could remove. You could scrape thrush off the tongue. That's an overgrowth of yeast. And people get thrush when they're immunodeficient, when they have diabetes. Let's say they take antibiotics and it wiped out the regular bacteria. So the yeast decides to take control. If you have HIV, that's caused you to be immunodeficient. And many of you can get thrush with your asthma inhalers. Your asthma inhalers that have steroids in it, if you don't wash out your mouth, the steroids, right, can decrease your immune system locally in your mouth, and then you get an overgrowth of yeast. Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about you stick your tongue out, and you look, and you see cracks. You see it kind of pale. You see it pinkish, etc. Now, they say there's an area of the tongue connected to specific internal organs, and I'm getting this from alternative medicine about.com. It's kind of cool. I remember learning this. They say the sides of the tongue have to do with the liver. The tip of the tongue is connected to your heart. The center of the tongue has to do with the spleen. And the back of the tongue, issues with the back of the tongue could be indicative of issues with the kidneys. Now, they say some disorders will not show up on the tongue. Tongue is usually examined no longer than 15 seconds at a time because sometimes the tension may alter the shape or the color. You know, if you stick out your tongue, that's great, but some people stick out the tongue, it'll naturally curl. Or after a while, it'll curl up. And then you go, oh, is it going to straight? And now it's making that U-shape. You know how you're able to, remember, your tongue is a muscle. I remember having to train my tongue, right, in the 70s so I could make it turn into a U-shape, right? It's hard to do on air, but I'm doing it. Anyway, they say the tongue should not be examined in a natural light. Before exam, don't eat foods that may discolor the tongue, like coffee, beets, vitamin C, and foods made with artificial food coloring. Well, of course, right? I have people that come in, and they have, like, a blue lifesaver, and then the tongue is blue. And you're like, people, come on. I can't look at your tongue. But a lot of my smokers, they have yellow or black on their tongue. I hate seeing black on the tongue or dark brown. I get all nervous. Because I like to examine the tongue. But you see, it's not that you could look at a tongue. I mean, where I'm at in my training, I'm really at the bottom in terms of diagnosing people based on their tongue. However, you start to know the patient and you start to know the tongue. Stop the giggles. Stop the giggles, okay? So, you know, when you're examining people, they're like, wait a second, your tongue is a little more pale than it usually is. You know, after a while, you get to know people. Same thing, I'll meet a child for the first time. They'll be crying, and their ears look a little red. Well, that may not be an ear infection. A, they're crying. B, sometimes these kids look dark pink. You know, and so sometimes it helps to just, you know, see the patient and know them. For that's why I love being a family doc. Being a family doc, you know, I mean, as opposed to the ER, and I loved working the ER. It's probably one of my favorite venues of medicine. But at least as a family doc, I see the patient over again so many times, where I know what their ears look like. I know what their tongue looks like. If they're sick, I could tell. I could look at them in the waiting room and go, okay, something's up. You know, and you want to know that patient so well so that when you see him, you're like, he lost weight. Yeah, I wasn't really trying, doctor, but all of a sudden I've lost weight. And it's like, no, you're losing weight not on purpose. Something's up, you know? All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It sounds like I got the rock and pneumonia and the booger-wooger flu. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So a boy survived after a foul ball hits him in the chest and stops his heart. Now, this story comes just a few weeks after we lost a little league player in my town who was just stretching or walking out on the field, and he drops and dies from a heart condition. So when we heard this, we're like, oh, please, not another kid. But this was a 12-year-old boy, Sean Dealey, from Freehold Township, New Jersey, was playing catcher when a foul ball hit him so hard in his chest that his heart stopped beating. Now, the condition is called commotio cordis, and it is very uncommon, but it's basically happens when you have a sudden blow to the chest. It only has a survival rate of about 15%. Now, luckily, the baseball coaches were able to step in, perform CPR, and there was a nurse present, and they were able to save his life. He was lying there, not moving, blue in the face, eyes rolled to the back of the head. How scary. Of course, Mom's Candy Neely was there, freaking out. Of course I would be. You know, she said if they hadn't acted in time, Her boy Sean wouldn't still be here today. He had no other history of cardiac problems. He was flown to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he made a full recovery. Now, I got to tell you, when you look at all the decades we have been playing sports, and, you see all the injuries. Yeah, I come from a family from sports. It's just something that you do. You just, your kids are in sports, you play. But then you see these either near misses or these kids have heart issues or undergo some sort of cardiac trauma when they're healthy. And you're like, gosh, and I know we're only hearing the one in a million cases. But, when they start to kind of come this frequently, it makes you a little nervous. Baseball, I love baseball. I loved watching my kids play baseball. I love going to the games. I loved yelling. But I have to admit, it's kind of dangerous. That and football. I mean, when you look at your kid out there, you watch it. And when you watch it and you watch major league players, you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. But then when it's your baby and your baby's like, Mom, I don't want to get hit. It hurts. You're like, no, go get hit. And then you have a coach saying, get hit so you can walk. The ball, you're like, okay, wait a second here. These kids, my baby could get hurt. And then luckily with me, though, I had, everything I needed medically. I had ice packs and gloves, and, I was ready to do whatever I needed to do. But my kids, after a while, are like, Mom, I really don't want to get hit with the ball. And I'm like, I'm not going to make you do it. And we took them out. Now they're swimming. Now they're on a swim team. And luckily, if they swim in their own lane and they don't have to share a lane, nobody kicks them. Nobody punches them. There may be some flaying arms, but usually you stick to your own lane. So we'll see where that goes. But, it just kind of makes you think. Something that made us think this weekend, which was a story I talked about on my Saturday show, which I'm sure many of you did not want to hear, but it's kind of interesting, is I guess Adolf Hitler's medical records, or a set of medical documents, are up for auction. And from what we understand, he ingested some 28 drugs at a time, used cocaine to clear his sinuses, and received injections of bull testicle extracts to bolster his libido. Now, Adolf Hitler's medical records now up for auction at Alexander Historical Auctions at Stamford, Connecticut, includes 10 x-rays of his skull, the results of several EEG tests, and sketches of the inside of his nose. I wonder if the cocaine burned a hole in the septum. You could get that. And then EEG, that's not EKG. EKG is for the heart. EEG is the electroencephalogram. It evaluates for seizures. I wouldn't be surprised if he had some neurological condition. The guy was a whack job. All right, so apparently, six chief physicians, each specialized in different areas of treatment, each made a 47-page account, from what I understand. The report was dated June 12th, 1945. They said he also had uncontrollable flatulence, so he farted a lot. And he was using anti-gas pills. He actually was taking strychnine. This gave him liver and stomach ailments, but he tried to control his farting with strychnine. And then he received injections of extracts of seminal vesicles, testes, and prostates of young bulls. They say he wasn't that inclined to having sexual activity with Eva Braun, but for some reason, they did sleep in separate beds, but they do believe, I don't even want to go into his sexual history. All right, that's enough. That's disgusting. That's enough. All right, so bull semen, cocaine, and farting. That's what we have on Hitler. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the last year, scientists have found 10 new species. Actually, they found multiple new species, but these are the top 10 new species found, all right? Some of you have already seen little articles on these, but LA Times has documented or compiled this list for us. Yay! All right, we got a sneezing monkey. A snub-nosed monkey, they said, found in the mountains of Myanmar called Rhinopithecus stricheri. It's named in honor of John Stryker, founder of the Arcus Foundation, believed to be critically endangered. It has mostly black fur and a white beard, and it sneezes when it rains. It's called the sneezing monkey. Then you have the Bonaire banded box jelly. It's a highly lethal jellyfish, but it's beautiful. It looks like a box kite with a colorful long tail. I gotta get some pictures up. Found on the Dutch island of Bonaire, it is named Tamoya Oboya. Because a teacher, are you kidding? Because a teacher in a science project thought a victim might scream, oh boy, when stung. Oh boy, when you're with me, oh boy. Yep, Tamoya Oboya. Come on, really? They can't make the names more scientific. The devil's worm is only 0.02 inches long. No, we're not talking about Hitler's medical records. We're talking about the 10 new species, okay? 10 new species. Devil's worm, only 0.02 inches long. These nematodes were discovered at a depth of 0.8 mile in a South African gold mine and are the deepest living multicellular organisms on the planet. It's named Halicephalobus mephisto, from the false legend because it survives the high pressures and temperatures. Then we have the night blooming orchid, a rare orchid from Papua New Guinea, has flowers that open around 10 p.m. and close the next morning. I wonder how long they'll live during pollination season. Name Bulbophyllum stupidicum. No, Bulbophyllum nocturnum. It's the only orchid known to bloom at night. I mean, romantic. It's just I hope somebody pollinates it. Parasitic wasp. This tiny parasite from Spain cruises at just half an inch off the ground looking for ants into which it inserts an egg less than 1/120th a second. Huh. Sounds like my honeymoon. No. Okay. A video of Calasimosis centum is available on this site. SpongeBob SquarePants mushroom. It's a new species of fungus named Spongiforma SquarePantsy. Are you kidding me? Looks more like a sponge than a typical mushroom from the island of Borneo in Malaysia. The mushroom is unusual in that its fruity body can be squeezed like a sponge and go back into shape. Oh, that's cool. Then you got the Nepalese autumn poppy. You have a giant millipede, a walking cactus. And you have Sazima's tarantula. This is an iridescent hairy blue tarantula. Oh, ugh. It's the first new species from Brazil to be named in the top 10 list. It is called Pterinopelma sazimai and is found on island ecosystems on flat-top mountains. I definitely will not go there. What's this millipede? It's a 6.3 inch long, world's largest millipede. It has 56 rings, each bearing two pairs of legs. Oh, millipedes and centipedes scare me. All right, poppy. There's nothing too scary about a poppy. All right. Okay, so those are the latest species. Now, we're coming up on the end. We're going into the next hour. We're going to be talking about Homeland Security. Department of Homeland Security releases its list of keywords it's going to monitor online. You need to tune in. If you miss the show, go to On Demand. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. You'll have a great rest of your ride home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.